Rose Hill on a beautiful day, as Michael Hawkes would certainly know. Morning, Mike.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm well, mate. We've had pictures via our cameras out at Rose Hill, or camera out at Rose Hill, and it would have been nippy or a little bit cool. Not as bad as probably what you've had, but it's a beautiful start to the day.
Yeah, it is. I'm just sitting in the office now looking out the window. There's a lot of cloud cover, obviously, over the city, but Rose Hill looks fantastic. It was very chilly, but hopefully that cloud cover stays away and we have a nice day's racing.
Talking about some nice horses, you've got some nice horses around your stable at the moment, Michael.
We always have quality duff. That's one thing our stable thrives on. We're a lot smaller than the rest, but we do thrive on quality, and that's what we're trying to achieve.
We're talking about Golden Eagles and Everest. The forgotten horse here is Brutal. Would he be considered as an Everest type, or is he more of the Golden Eagle type?
Oh, look, the Golden Eagle's probably the race that we're trying to achieve. It's the four-year-old race. It's worth a lot of money. You know, it's based in his backyard, really, but Dad and I looked at him at the farm about a week or so ago, and he looks magnificent. He's definitely thrived. He's big, he's round, he's got stronger, and his attitude's amazing. So he's not in work yet. He's about to go back in shortly, and then we'll sort of have a look at it and start mapping things out. But as I said the other day on the radio to Andrew, I said everything's on the table, nothing's off the table, and we do look at everything, and that's what we do.
Yep. Exceedance, a brilliant debut. Did he shock you?
No, he didn't. First and foremost, I have always thought he's been a nice horse in progress. Just probably, if anything, on the day we thought that Wyong was going to be his, you know, what would beat him. And I gave no specific instructions to Tommy other than to get him in a nice rhythm. Tommy knew nothing about the horse, which is kind of a good thing sometimes, because jockeys can read into a little bit too much. And Tommy come back and just said, wow, what's this? And look, he certainly did his job and he hit the line super, and had it have been a bigger track, which I wanted to run him on, other than Wyong, because that was all that was available. But he certainly did hit the line. He's progressed really good from that run.
He's drawn 6 of 11 here today. And, you know, we all know Rose Hill 1100 is a bit of an on-pace sort of advantage. Does he have to be ridden right back like he was at Wyong?
I'm going to give the same instructions to Tommy as I did at Wyong Duff, and that is you ride the horse for the horse.
Yep.
Because where he needs to be, when you start trying to put horses in spots where they don't need to be, you just have to have him relaxed, comfortable. He got back at Wyong. Now, he might be a bit close, he might be a bit back, I don't know. You know, obviously, one thing I can say is he will be hitting the line solid like he did first up, and he's going really, really good. But look, it's always a tricky start. He's drawn well. I've always wanted the bigger track for him, and today we've got it. So if he puts in a run that he did first up, he's going to be winning again today.
Yeah. Kappajack race 6, he's well placed, but obviously he does need a bit of luck slotting in somewhere.
Yeah, he's got a terrible barrier 17. I think he comes into 14 at the moment with the scratchings, but his run was really, really good first up. The leader sort of got the sectionals that it needed to win, and like probably a little bit tardy out of the gates, but he certainly rocketed home, and his run was outstanding. He ran second. He probably had to run 32 seconds or break 32 to win, and no horse can do that. So he's trained on since then, but as you said, he just needs the luck. He's drawn bad, and, well, that's where jockeys come into it, and hopefully Tommy's on song and just gets him into a nice rhythm and does everything right. So, you know, he's really, really good.
And you've claimed on Tell Me in the last?
We've taken a claim on her. Once again, she's just drawn that bit awkward, but on her day, you know, she's can put in a good run, and dry tracks is what she's needed, and hence that's why we've ran today. But once again, barriers, they do win races, and she's just going to need that out of luck as well.
Any reports from Melbourne about race 4, Silent Raw, race 9, Noshio?
Race 4, Silent Raw has done well. Back to a mile. So, like I said, 4 starts for 3 wins at the mile. She's going really, really good. Wayne's happy with her. And last start, probably just a little bit far over 18 and back to a pet distance. And, you know, she's a really good chance today. And no Joe, we've scratched. We're going to wait for another day.
Beautiful. Good luck.
Thank you.